This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is Nan Cohen Total Talk, your prep hack here for most of the show. Going to have Nan drop in a little bit, but obviously she continues to get through a very tough time with the loss of her husband, so we will forge ahead in his memory, and Marlene is waiting in the wings. How sweet it is, Dorothy's Candies, that perfect gift for the holiday season where the tradition continues, and there's a lot of things traditional when it comes to getting to know your insurance agent, and we've got the best for my money in the business, Summer Obernauer, obernauerinsuranceagency.com. Summer, great to have you with us today, and let's talk about the most important thing when it comes to anything in life, communicating with your insurance advocate. Talk about that a little bit, please. Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, I thought we were going to talk about Otani's $700 million contract. That's sort of more important. But no, if you want to talk about insurance, so, we can do that.
Well, let me ask you, how do you write a life insurance policy for someone that has a $700 million contract, or is that one person that doesn't need a life insurance contract?
That would be part of the review. That would be the only important part of the review for his life insurance contract is spelling my name correctly as a beneficiary.
And make sure the check clears the bank.
No doubt about it.
But this is so important, and this is what I love about you and Cindy, and that's why I highly recommend you, because you are there, you're the advocate, and if that question isn't asked, you've been at it long enough to know what the question should be. So let's talk about if there is an accident and you need help, if there's a problem with the claim, buying something, a new driver, or a problem, just simply needing some advice. So kind of fill in the blanks, please.
So, I mean, we talk about, and you know, we've been doing this for years, and we talk about, you know, reviewing, you know, somebody's policy, or when somebody hears the show and they'll call me later today or Monday and say, hey, I heard you, you know, with Rob, and, you know, these are questions that I really don't know. You know, the answer, you know, about it, can you help me with this? And, you know, and of course the answer is, you know, certainly. I mean, you know, these are discussions that we'd have with a prospect that are totally different than what we have, you know, with a customer. Because before somebody becomes a customer, we just want to make sure that the fit is there. And, you know, believe it or not, sometimes, you know, we're not right for, you know, what a customer is looking for, and maybe with a tweak to some coverages that they have, you know, they would be better off. And that's part of, you know, what we talk about. Nan and I have talked about for years, it's education. So when somebody comes into you know, the store or calls me on the phone, you know, I put on, you know, my listening ears and just close my mouth and start to ask them, you know, questions. You know, why are you looking for a new insurance company? You know, what's going on? And, you know, have you ever shopped for insurance before? And, you know, find out, you know, how did they find me? Did they find me, you know, listening to, you know, Rob in the morning, or are they a referral, or, you know, did they see some online advertising, or are they you know, they heard about me. How did they get to me? And once we start to get that, I need to then begin the process of, you know, finding out about them. And I'm starting to build a profile for them, from an insurance point of view. Okay, do they own a car? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're looking for, boat insurance or classic car insurance or, homeowners insurance. They're just moving into the area. They've been transferred here. We do a ton of business with medical students, who are coming for residency here, and they're coming, from out of their state. And sometimes, they're just coming with, a suitcase, and that's it. And they're renting something. They're not buying a house. But let's assume that, it's, husband and wife and two kids, and they're buying a house. Tell me about the kids. The insurance for them is going to be different whether they're 2 and 4 and driving carpool or whether they're 16 and 17, coming to high school, and they're drivers. Maybe nowadays, their parents are in their home. They're coming back to Pittsburgh or the surrounding area to take care of their parents. And all of a sudden, okay, they don't have young drivers, but they have old drivers, in the house. Maybe they are, this is the second home. We get a lot of people that have kids here, that this is they're buying a condominium because they're going to come and visit their kids, help the kids, but they're not going to live with them. What do you do, for a living? Do you work from home? Do you commute? Do you drive for Uber? These are all things that we haven't talked about yet, what type of cars they have or anything else. I'm just trying to get an idea about them and asking these open-ended questions, Rob, to let them talk and tell me what's important to them, not me trying to tell them what they should have.
OberNauerInsuranceAgency.com. Real quick, before we talk about some other things like websites as opposed to someone answering the phone when you need some help and various ways to pay as far as your style, whether it be by check, paperless, and got some auto specifics and some home questions we want to get to. We're talking to Summer Obernauer. You know what worries me because of the big box stores that people have no really face that's recognizable, no person that they get to know or see at the grocery store during the week in the community that they live, is people start to shop rates and they always think if I pay less, I'm going to get more or the same. But buyer beware, less doesn't always mean the same or more, does it, Summer?
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. The price is one thing, or the initial price is one thing. But like everything else in the world today, take airlines, for example. Yes, you buy a ticket, but the price of the ticket's $100. But you want an aisle seat. That's more. Do you want to check a bag? Do you want to take a carry-on? There's all these extras that people are now having to pay for. And the insurance world has gotten to be the same way. Do you want rental car coverage? Do you want coverage for towing, for towing and labor? Again, these are all things that we can add to the price of the policy. But when you call that 1-800 number, they're talking about bare bones. Yes, the price of the insurance, and nothing else. Things that maybe you should have or you shouldn't have. And believe it or not, you mentioned people calling 1-800 number. No one calls the office. For as charming as I am, love to talk. No one calls me to say, hey, how was your weekend? Which, by the way, this weekend was terrible. I watched Indiana get blown out in basketball.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but you...
No, clip, yeah, because it was depressing. But, they're calling me because they're stuck on 376, in the rain, or they just hit a deer and their car, can't be driven. Or the garage doesn't have the parts, for their claim, and their rental car is about to run out. I mean, everybody calls me. They normally have a problem. I mean, sometimes they call me with good news. Oh, hey, we had a baby. oh, buying a new house. You know, my kid got into such and such a school. But it's never to chat. And when you call that 800 number, they're not asking you these questions. They're saying, Rob, we're giving you this coverage and at this price. Do you want it, yes or no? Not knowing anything about you. And that's the difference. And whether that's important to you or not, you know, it should be. I don't want to equate myself to, you know, the importance of going to a doctor who knows what they're doing, or to an attorney, or having a good tax person. But there are legal consequences here if you don't have proper insurance that can get you in a whole lot of trouble very, very quickly.
All right, we've got a lot to get to with Summer. Marlene is here. Dorothy's Candies. Nan's going to jump in here with us in a little bit. But I want to remind you, for everything that you need, from the face that you know and love, from all that great social media stuff that he and Nan does, and, of course, from the voice on this radio station, he is Summer Obernauer, ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. Great way to plug in, and they will answer the phone when you call. We'll be back with more of Nan Cohen Total Talk on KDKA in just a couple of moments. Good morning. All right, back in the air chair, and we're all happy to see her. Here she is, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Nan, on behalf of all of us at Odyssey and obviously your friends, we definitely have kept you in our thoughts and prayers, and we lost a giant of an individual who is going to be never to be replaced, because he truly was one of a kind. So big hug from all of us to you, and just know how much you mean to us, and obviously how much your incredible husband, Mel, meant to us all.
I thank you, everybody. I mean, from everybody here at Odyssey to you. You were huge. You pulled me through the funeral when you read Mel's eulogy, to the cards, the letters, the text. I'm trying to get through it all, but it's been rough. And Summer, thank you. Marlene, thank you. Not game on today, but I'm here and I'm trying.
Well, we're happy that you're here, and it's just good to see you again. Marlene, I'm just going to let you jump in here real quick, then we'll get back to Summer. But Mel truly was an amazing individual.
Oh, absolutely. It's so strange at the moment right now, not looking over and seeing him over here. But he was a great friend and just a wonderful human being. It's very tough. It really is.
All right, we're going to say hi to Summer for a couple more minutes, and then we're going to talk some candy with Marlene from Dorothy's Candy. So, Summer, I'm going to give you an opportunity here as well, too. Mel, you're a friend as much as all of ours, and I know this was a tough one for you and your family as well.
Oh, as we talked about last week, you know, not only did I know Mel through Nan, but I knew Mel through different, you know, stages, you know, of business, you know, throughout our lives, you know, in the Pittsburgh community. And, you know, my kids, knew their kids, and they went to the same high school, and they participated in stuff together. And, you know, not surprising, of the number of people that have turned out, you know, to offer support, and we're at the funeral home. I mean, you know, it's a long time, well-known Pittsburgh family, and good of heart does just not describe how wonderful the whole Cohen clan is and was and will continue to be.
I couldn't agree more. All right, let's talk auto specifics: year, make, model, VIN number, mileage. Type of coverage somebody has now. When somebody is coming to you, what are some of the questions that should be asked, and why are these auto specifics so important when it's just about insuring an automobile?
Yeah, well, these are details. I mean, you know, to get a price, you need to know, you know, what you're insuring. As you said, you know, year, make, model. But again, I want to know how they're using it. Are they working from home and they only drive a few miles a week? Are they commuting, you know, back and forth? How many miles are on the vehicle? You know, with the price of used cars these days, people are keeping their car a lot longer. And we're insuring people, Rob, you know, they'll call me and they have a 2008 Nissan Rogue with, you know, 130,000 miles on it, and it's running fine. But, you know, I go look, you know, at a service, you know, Kelley Blue Book, you know, for example, just to pick one out of the air, and I see what the value of the car is. And, you know, okay, maybe it's not worth putting full coverage on the car. That means you have liability coverage for anybody who was involved in an accident, you know, and they were injured, but there wouldn't be coverage for the car. Or maybe you just want coverage if you hit a deer or break a windshield. These are all discussions that you need to have with a person, and every situation is different. You know, you have AAA, so you don't need you know, towing coverage. You have two other cars in the house, so if this is involved in an accident, you don't need rental coverage. You do need rental coverage. You have minimum medical insurance. So, well, medical insurance, what have to do with car insurance? Well, part of the law in Pennsylvania says you need to have a certain minimum amount of medical coverage. So the lowest rate is $5,000. So if you are involved in an accident and you go to the hospital, you hand them your insurance card and your insurance will pay up the first $5,000 worth of costs, which basically, if you go to an ER, that's about just, you know, the admission of it. But maybe for another $10 every 6 months, you can get $25,000 worth of coverage. You know, or maybe for another $10, you can get $100,000 worth of coverage. So all of a sudden, you've paid $20 more, $3.25 a month, but you have $100,000 worth of medical coverage. Most insurance agencies are not going to offer you that because, as you said before, cheapest isn't always the least expensive, but they want you to have, you know, the cheapest insurance. But when you need it, maybe you should have a little bit more.
All right, let's take it to the next level. That biggest investment of your life, your home value of home is insured. This is a very big part of home ownership, especially if you're floating that mortgage. Replacement cost, a mortgage, who's paying, inflation guard, a problem here with basements in Western Pennsylvania, water backup, sewer line coverage, and liability. So home ownership, questions that should be asked. Summer Obernauer, obernauerinsuranceagency.com. Go ahead, Summer.
Again, you know, the same thing. How much is your home insurance for? You know, I don't care what it's going to sell for. I mean, it's going to sell for $300,000, you know, and it's taxed, you know, in Allegheny County for $190,000. But to rebuild it to get what you want, maybe it's going to cost $400,000. The three numbers have absolutely nothing to do with one another. And the way that inflation has been the last 24 months, that is the biggest thing that we see, is that people are not insured to replace the house. They are still insured based on what when they bought their insurance policy. There's no inflation guard, and that's the largest hole that anybody has, and they don't even realize it because, you know, heaven forbid, and this stuff happens all the time. I mean, look what happened in Plum a couple months ago. You know, six houses, you know, exploded. If they don't have replacement cost, they're not getting their houses built back to what they had. And a huge, huge problem. You talked about Western Pennsylvania. Not only, you know, streams and creeks around the area that can overflow, but mine supplies. So many of these properties are built on strip mines, these new developments. And if your house collapses, again, in McMurray and in South Strabane, they've been having some issues with mine subsidence. If you don't have that coverage on it, and it's so inexpensive to get, you can be in a world of hurt if it happens to you. And so many people say, well, it's not going to happen to me. But boy, it does happen more often than you know about. Yeah. So other little things. You get these letters from the gas company, from the water company. You know, do you want service line coverage? You know, you're paying for that. You know, it's only $3 or $4 a month. But maybe you can get it from your insurance company, all of these coverages, for a lower price.
Summer, I'm going to jump in here because I'm watching the clock, and it's been a rough half hour, but I'm watching it. And I got to talk to you about something that you probably don't know. But everybody saw our rides in. A lot of times, Mellon and I would pop on our FaceTime rides. But what you didn't know is what our rides were like when we left the studio. And Mel and I often talked about every guest, always Rob, of course, because he's always part of our life. But we would talk about, what we talked about on the show and, you know, what the product was, who the person is and what they do. And for you, he always said, you know, Summer, wow, he, you know, changed careers, gave you so much credit for doing that. But more important, you were such a man of integrity. He looked at you. Didn't matter if you got the call for the insurance, whether it was morning, noon, or night. You stepped up, whether it was an emergency or something you could handle on Monday. You always returned the calls. He really admired that about you. And he said that he was always one hell of a nice guy. And that's Mel.
That's Mel.
That's Mel.
All right. Summer, hey, we'll see you soon, Tuesday. Summer Obernauer.
We'll be back at it.
ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. They will be back at it for sure. I'll just be here doing what I do, but they will be back at it on Tuesday and, of course, next Sunday as well. ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. Summer, thanks. Have a good rest of your day. When we come back on the other side of the news update, it's Nan, it's Marlene, it's Dorothy's Candy. How sweet it is for the holidays next on KDKA with your Pratt Pack. Marlene is here, Robert and company. Of course, Dorothy's, those original recipes from the lady herself, still a big part of tradition here in Western Pennsylvania and from coast to coast because they ship those fresh ingredients all over the country. It's that time of year, and the elves are busy, are they not, Marlene?
They are extremely busy. They're floating all through the store. We have our own manufacturing department right there within the building, as well as the storefront. And they're back there. They're whipping out a lot of items. And people are loving it. They're coming in. We're selling out. And they're right back there making it again.
So talk to me. And by the way, for those of you watching this thing stream on Nan's page, live on Facebook, the bark. Why is the bark such a popular item? And what exactly is the bark?
You know, I think it's because it's easy. To me, it's kind of like a candy bar. You know, you're always walking by. Now, this comes in a larger box. It's smaller pieces. Many different flavors we have in nuts and just plain chocolate. We have fruits. It's just something that you could grab and take with you and go. It's easy. It's just easy. And it's delicious.
It is delicious. And it is easy. Right, Nan?
You're making me laugh. I know you're doing this on purpose there. I know. Yeah. I know what he's up to. I actually got down to Dorothy's this week.
I know you did. We talked on your way down there.
Yeah, I had to go down and do something for Robert and Gestel, the owner of Dorothy's. And it was good because I crawled out of bed to go do it. And it's always a story. It's always a story when we're in the store. And I walked through just to feel it because, you know, I'm not making the show all about Mel, but he loved it down there. He did.
We loved having him there.
The stories that they don't know. It's what I always say. The things you don't know about Mel. But he loved down there. And lo and behold, I got down there. And if you're watching or you're streaming right now, I'm going to tell you, there were some apples made. That's why I said to Marlene, you got to make some apples and bring them to the show on Saturday. We're going to show you these apples. But lo and behold, they had made some apples. And we saw two women, the art of negotiation, trying to negotiate it out of the other person's hand because it was the last one. And there was only so many of them made,
right.
You know, you said that the elves are busy. This stuff all takes time. They're all handcrafted.
Right.
Each one's made individually, you know, by their hands. So there's only so many of them made unless they're ordered, right? If they're ordered, pre-ordered, we know you're coming in for them. They're going to be made.
And they're perishable items.
Right.
So we like to do it like that.
I watched these two negotiate how each one needed the last apple. I don't know how many was there before I got there, but I just couldn't believe it. And I walked through that door and I said, this is what it's about. They were so nice to each other. And then we solved the problem by one didn't need it exactly today. Mm-hmm. And then they placed the order. But it was funny to me because I said, that's Mel would have been cracking up hearing that. But that's these gourmet apples. You've never seen one like it, whether you got it with nuts or the holiday decorations or just plain chocolate and caramel is unbelievable. But we're going to show you those later. I do want to say it's rough for me because it's Mel's first Hanukkah that he's not here. But I did bring some for Rob, and you have a nice selection of all of the holiday stuff.
That's right.
And Rob, believe me, you deserve the gelt today, for sure. And it's only coming to you in this great package.
Does that go with my knish?
Yeah, it goes with your knish. I know you'll never forget.
No, that. I won't.
He's got the knish down, but
throw it.
There, you've got your sack of gelt over there now.
Thank you.
You're officially there for Hanukkah, and I have to tell you, I've had coins all my life. The kids have had coins all their life. There's nothing. Those coins that you get for the holiday, for Hanukkah, are amazing.
Beautiful.
They're unreal. So you've got your sack of gelt.
I could use a sack of this stuff, believe me.
That's what you got.
Well, you know what's ironic? My grandmother, for Christmas, would always, and they weren't gelt, obviously, but she would do the exact same thing, aluminum foil, and hang them on the tree as we would enter the house on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
And people they know they're going to get them from Dorothy's, and they love it. I mean, they come in.
We do get a lot of calls.
They
for the
request
gelt.
Them, and I can't believe how many sacks they've made of them. But they're amazing, and the whole Hanukkah display, you know, from the Oreos and everything you try to do.
We do. We have a lot of.
They cover all bases down there, and there's the Hanukkah bar. I can't name it all. Even the pretzels that are dipped with the blue and white. So Hanukkah is up and going, fourth night tonight, I believe. And it is the fourth night. And that's where we have it going on down there at Dorothy's. The other thing that happened that was amazing was...
Can you just do me one favor?
Sure.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but before, because I mentioned him on the air, I was so impressed with the rabbi who happened to be an old school chum of Mel's who presided over his service. Just talk about this gentleman just for a moment, because he deserves more than a moment. He was very impressive at that service.
Yeah. Rabbi Yair Lair did the service, and he's known Mel for a long time. Back, I think it's from grade school, but I know from high school too. And he is a fraternity brother. And there was nobody better to do it.
He was incredible.
And they kind of, on the after side of it, they thought that you were kind of officially now Jewish.
Listen,
you got the commission, and you're so good, though.
Beautiful. And Sugar, the funeral home, they did.
Yeah. Sharon's
incredible.
Sharon.
She's amazing.
Over at Sugar's is just amazing. She's in constant contact with me, and she's just been amazing.
How about, though, the love for your husband, though? I got there in plenty of time, because one thing with Nan Cohen, you never are late. You make sure that you're on time. I get there 10 minutes ahead of time. They were out the door.
Mm-hmm,
and you know what? Because Mel was such a mensch, a good guy, just laid back, always put everybody in front of everybody besides himself, even when he was sick and we all knew it and nobody else did. It just was nice to see the outpouring of love, because he loved people so much. He loved the Jewish community. He loved his friends and obviously adored his children, his wife. I've never seen any man love his wife more than Mel loved you. And it was just nice to see that reciprocation.
Yeah, it was.
He was a quiet one, but he took a lot in.
Oh.
Yeah, he was great.
You know, somewhere in my sweater today?
Yep.
Because I knew you were coming.
Well, I got
Mel
you.
Mel always
I got
had the nice, nicest sweaters. He always dressed to the
hills. We got you covered. Alyssa's here with us today doing Mel's job, and we got you covered, Rob. Don't worry.
I loved Melvin, and his shoes were the best. They were impeccable. Okay, let's get back to this delicious candies that Robert and Marlene have at Dorothy's Candies. And there is a lot of incredible molds, and the Santa molds, the tree molds. When I was a kid growing up, stocking stuffers, that was everything.
That's
and
it.
You have everything to stuff those stockings.
Oh, we have plenty more than what we were able to bring to the store today. You can go on our website and take a look at some of the items that come into the store. There's so much you can give to... for any idea that you had for anybody. There's hostess gifts, children's stocking stuffers, your own treat. There's a lot here.
You know, you talk about, we always say dorothyscandies.com is always on. This was amazing when I pulled in. There were two trucks pulling out of the shipments going out. Rob, it was like unreal.
It's an assembly line.
Well,
that's what it is.
To the finale of those, I felt bad for the truck drivers, the picking up the packages for delivery. I'm like, I'll wait to park.
They're getting their treats.
They are definitely.
Can you still ship this stuff? It's getting kind of close, right?
No, we can.
Good.
Sure, of course.
Good. Oh, yeah, we're shipping all
Well, we send out the USPS, Postal Service,
oh,
Priority.
Nice. quick.
We send out priority, and that gives us a little bit more time. I believe I saw the dates yesterday for cutoffs by the post office.
Yeah, we're not announcing that yet because we're going to be back here Tuesday. So, and we're still good for Tuesday, too. But you've got time. But I would tell you, they're working their buns off, you know.
Right.
Get it ordered so it's ready, because that's the biggest surprise for people. But I have a couple things that we may find, again, you didn't really think about. Ironically, last year, Bob Gastel's always, you know, he's 76 years now, right?
That's right.
By the way, we can't keep the 75 bars in. They've cut 3, 4, or 5 runs now of that bar. Before
it's amazing. It was wonderful.
For the prizes, they're in there. They're in those wrappers, and Bob did do that. It's going to end December 31st. The finale is going away. We tell you, get in there and buy your bars. They're buying them, but 8s and 10s, lots of
20 them. By one gentleman.
He
saw, the
yeah,
other day.
He said, "Man, 20." Somebody bought 20 and picked each one. But that's great. But he also, and I always tell people that he loves to hold the memories for people. This is not a product that they make. But there was a big story last year where it said that ribbon candy was not available. And I remember because Marianne, who does all of our stuff there, she got the goods. And I said to her, she made sure that I had one because I grew up on this as a kid. And it's really, really special. So I found a story recently since I've been home a lot in the last couple weeks. I saw a story that it's still hard to get. And people go searching for it. So when I came in the other day, I said to Marianne, I said, you know the story about the ribbon candy? It's still hard to get. Mm-hmm. And she's like, really? She goes, well, I have it. I said, all right, what? Because she didn't give me mine yet. She said, I knew it was last year and we're talking this and that. And I can't make this stuff up. I go out and I'm standing by the register and a gentleman comes in. He's standing in line with 2 boxes. And I said, 2 boxes, just ribbon candy. And I said, you know about the shortage, or it's hard to get. He goes, yep. And he looked at me. I said, hold on. I made Marianne come out. And I said, this gentleman, he's here for this. He was so happy that you had it. He didn't have to run around. They've got it. So if you taste that memory for the ribbon candy, it's down there because Bob makes sure he covers all bases for everybody.
He really
does.
And
he knows. And Bob himself loves this, he told me.
Oh,
grew
does.
Up on
okay.
it as a kid. Yep.
That's great.
So the best was I got Marianne with the ribbon candy. But I also have to tell you, I'm going to have Alyssa show you in the camera. We talk about something. Not only does he give an elegant box of candy, whatever you buy there, it's to the standard of elegant. Marianne does a wonderful job. And we talk about this for every holiday. But my memories for some people that we always celebrated Christmas with is on this card. When they talk about Santa, I don't know how she finds these cards that you sell in the store.
Yes.
You know, people buy their candy and they stop at the rack and they pick up their cards. This one touched me and I brought it along because I said, that's what I remember. Aunt Helen and, you know, these were the cards that they used and they're just so perfect.
She has a knack for that. They're so nostalgic and they're very heartwarming, all the types we have. And the paper on these, it's extra sturdy.
Yep.
They're very nice cards. And she takes a great deal of time picking these out. And people love them. They just buy them up.
She individually picks them. I've seen her when she's on the phone, when she's in the catalog.
Oh,
when she's talking
she does.
To the people. Yeah. And when it hit me, when I saw that one, because I was standing right by it and I said, oh, my God, that's the Santa I remember. Mm-hmm. And so kudos to Marianne because
she
makes that extra special. Yeah. For everybody. I do want to tell you, want to take a break?
Yeah. Go ahead. Take another minute.
I do want to tell you that you are getting tight on those corporate orders.
We are.
Fundraiser
so
is over. Yeah, the orders that are in there, they're not going to be able to produce
it. What people need to realize, too, is we don't just have all of this made and on a back shelf that we just go pull what they order.
Correct.
Everything that they order is handmade. So it takes time to do that, to package up everything, wrap them, get them going. So we do need some time, and the post office, too, will be cutting off their date for Christmas.
So we're telling you. Get on it. Yeah, because it's going. And peppermint bark, the girls did tell me, they're pushing it out faster. I mean, they are doing it. It's around the clock, but it's only here for this limited time.
That's it.
And the cranberry bark.
Right.
Cranberry bark comes in Swiss and in dark, but Rob's going to take a break, but grab that peppermint bark.
It's delicious.
You'll be barking up the right tree.
Well, you know what? I have a piece every day. Mel's favorite was the peppermint bark this season.
Good stuff.
So, yeah.
We shall be back. Another segment with Marlene. Of course, Dorothy's Candies, where they are there today waiting for you. Happy holidays. All right, final segment with Marlene, Dorothy's Candies, but she's heading here back there because they're open today as the countdown to the holiday season is upon us. Of course, we're in the fourth day of Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah to one and all. And here is your host of Total Talk, Nan Cohen. Nan.
I had asked Bob Gestel, the owner, to join us today because I'm like, hey, help me out, help a friend out here. And he said, Nan, I'd do anything for you, but he says, but I am knee deep in chocolate. He said, I can't possibly. So understand, we will try to grab him. You guys, we'll all be back here on Tuesday night, and we're here next weekend. So, you know, Rob, there's something interesting I noticed. This year, it started the uptick last year, but gift cards.
Yeah.
What an industry gift cards are.
And just make sure you use them.
Well, yeah, and that's at Dorothy's? Are you kidding me?
Who would let that go?
I cannot tell you how many gift cards went out. They're stocking stuffers.
Oh, yeah.
They're sending them. You know, sometimes you just don't know what people want to try everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy them the peppermint, which I did. Oh, you wanted to say real quick, there's three different versions of the peppermint bark.
There is. We have the dark and white chocolate, and then we also have the Swiss that has the peppermint crunchies on top.
So what I wanted to make sure is you knew there was options. But,
right.
You know, you may want that, but I'll tell you, they grab a box of bark and they're saying, let them get whatever else they want. And you can use the gift cards any which way you choose
for anything.
Mm-hmm. I know I've been on the downside of things, but I'm going to be on the upside of things. I'm going to get a post up on your Facebook page. So for everybody listening, yes, tell me why Dorothy's is special to you and what you would like from Dorothy's. And you just may be getting a gift card because I feel the need to give this year. And Bob said, go ahead and do it. So head to the Facebook page. I'm going to put a post up, get your answers there. And Marlene and I will pick some winners
out.
We're going to get you those gift cards in your hand today.
Love people's stories.
All right, we're wrapping it up. We got lots. It's made because Rob's leaving with his gelt. And he's still going to hit the end of Hanukkah, so we'll bring some more stuff in on Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. And for those that have asked on why they haven't heard my commercial on KDKA, because I name everything and I'm good with one bite and you'll know. It's starting up this week.
So good.
We'll get that going for you.
Good.
Dorothy's Candies. Phone number 412-678-2723, 412-678-2723. Thanks, guys, for getting me through this. You know I love everybody.
Yes.
We love you.
Hope to be back.
You will be.
You will be, Nan.
You will be. And Mel, until we meet again, I'll hang on to the gelt until I see you.
It's all yours.
Right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.